You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump watched part of Christine Blasey Ford's testimony about her sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh aboard Air Force One. President Trump was on his way back from New York. Meanwhile, at that hearing, Senator Dick Durbin's comments to Ford.
I'm sorry for what this has done to you and your family. No one should face harassment, death threats, and disparaging comments by cheap shot politicians simply for telling the truth.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has intervened in a federal lawsuit that was filed on behalf of a student who was expelled from a school after she chose not to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Paxton intervened through a court filing to defend parental rights protected under Texas state law that standardized the practice of reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools but allows parents to have their children opt out. The lawsuit was filed after the girl was kicked out of school last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
At CDW, we get that building teamwork takes more than trust falls.
I did a trust fall once. They dropped me.
Yowzers. To better connect your teams to the people, files, and applications they need, let CDW implement G Suite by Google Cloud so they can collaborate from anywhere on a single secure platform.
Sounds great.
By the way, I would never drop you.
Thank you, announcer man.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Google.
A new study has found that limiting children's recreational screen use has been linked to improved mental ability. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Details of the study of 4,500 U.S. children is published in the Lancet Child and Adolescent Health Journal. It found 8 to 11-year-olds who use screens for fun for less than 2 hours a day perform better when tested on their mental ability. Researcher Dr. Jeremy Walsh.
Regardless of content, keeping our screen time to less than 2 hours per day might be beneficial for cognitive health, and this should really be looked at more closely by clinicians and by parents.
They also recommended children get 9 to 11 hours of sleep a night. I'm John Clemens.
The owner of a Washington, D.C. restaurant where protesters forced out Senator Ted Cruz and his wife Heidi earlier this week says that the staff and their family have received death threats. The owner of the restaurant issued a statement saying he welcomes all patrons, irrespective of their creed, ideology, or opinions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study came out from Pew Research that said men and women differ on what they see as leadership qualities. Now, the majorities did say that they like someone who's in a high office to be honest and ethical and work well under pressure. But 75% of women say that it's essential for political leaders to maintain a tone of civility, especially when dealing with politics. Former Navy SEALs Jocko Willink and Leif Babin wrote a new book titled The Dichotomy of Leadership, and I asked Leif what advice he maybe has for a millennial leader out there.
Well, one of the things that every leader needs to remember is they got to stay humble. You got to remember that you're always trying to learn. You're always learning new things. And if you don't know everything, it's okay to admit that. A lot of times people, they let their ego get in the way of just saying, hey, you know what, guys, I've never done this before. What do you think? How do you think we should get this done? And instead, they try and act like they know everything. And the people on the team, they see right through that. So you got to put your ego in check. Now, where this is a dichotomy is, if you don't have any ego at all, well, then it comes across like you don't have any confidence. And once again, no one's going to follow a leader that doesn't have any confidence. So this is just another dichotomy that people have to balance. Leaders have to balance. And again, that's why we wrote this book, so people could learn to do that.
The two former Navy SEALs also discuss why taking extreme ownership of everything is key if you're a leader. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the watchdog on Wall Street.
What did Confucius say? May you live in interesting times. Did he say anything about chaotic? Anyway, welcome, everybody. It is the one, the only, the watchdog on Wall Street show. I want to address something right here at the beginning of the program. We are always in the process of adding new stations to our long list of programs that carry the show. And we love our stations and we love our affiliates. One of the things that I find, it's great. And many times, I lose track. I don't even know when I've added a new affiliate. So the affiliate relations guy lets me know well after the fact. I find out because I'll get emails from listeners in certain areas and I'm like, we have a station there? I didn't know that. And they just added the program, and they're kind of thrown off by the program. And they're like, I love your show. I can't believe the various different things that you're talking about. I thought it was going to be a financial program. No buy, sell, or hold stuff. No. Never, ever, ever has this program been a buy, sell, and hold show. They wanted me to do that 19 years ago when I got started. That's what they wanted me to do. I didn't want to do it. When we started, we had 1 hour on the weekends. One. And I pretty much covered financial topics as a whole. And a lot of it was educating people in regards to ripoffs and scams. And, of course, we still do that today. Now, obviously, we've expanded to 3 hours a day. But I'd like to say that I've kind of grown up over the years. And the show has evolved a bit. I don't yell and scream as much as I used to, even though some people complain that I do from time to time. But Bernie was talking about the swamp and the deep state and various different topics that have become so popular today. I had my watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, a little over 10 years ago. The reason why we cover so many political issues and political topics is because they matter. What happens in Washington in today's day and age dictates what happens quite often on Wall Street and the economy in general. They're one in the same. So when you know, you hear various different bumpers here on the program, the guy who goes after Wall Street. It's not just that. It's Main Street as well. Big business, politics, and the media, which consistently work hand in hand to serve their own needs, and more often than not, not yours. Today, we're going to be all over the place. We're going to cover probably a little bit regards to the Supreme Court hearings. Definitely a ton when it comes to social media. That's a big one. And, yeah, we're going to get into the op-ed, the anonymous op-ed coming out on the New York Times. Now I'm going to make sense out of that for you. And believe it or not, a lot of this stuff is connected. And it affects one another. I want to start off today. I want to talk a little bit about story I saw. And it's gotten picked up everywhere. Everywhere, almost every business publication out there is citing this story and this research report out of J.P. Morgan. They've got an analyst there. His name is Marco Kolanovic. And Marco Kolanovic, he's got his Ph.D., I think, in physics, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, that makes me sad. It does. You know what makes me sad? The amount of people that graduate with that have the talent. They're that inclined mathematically, and they go and get jobs on Wall Street. And Wall Street, hey, they make a lot. Hey, listen, I get it. They're making a lot of money. They're making a lot of money basically doing nothing. They're using their talent for nothing to create various different models that eventually will turn out to be wrong. They are salespeople with doctors in front of their name. Yeah, I know I'm being a bit harsh, but it is what it is. And deep down inside, they know it. So here is the story here, and it's off CNBC. J.P. Morgan's top quant, quantitative analyst, warns the next crisis to have flash crashes and social unrest not seen in 50 years. Social unrest not seen in 50 years. Okay, so he's talking late 1960s. Some of the protests taking place in the Vietnam War, Newark riots. So he's saying that we're going to see social unrest not seen in 50 years, and we're going to see flash crashes occur. And this guy is a doctorate in theoretical physics. You know what he sounds like? He sounds like Miss Cleo. I was going to grab a clip for Miss Cleo and play it on the program for old time's sake. Anybody remembers Miss Cleo from the 1990s? Late night television. She's got her tarot cards out there. Jamaican accent that goes in and out. I mean, sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not there. almost like Kevin Costner there in the Robin Hood movie. But anyway, neither here nor there. Miss Cleo offering all sorts of advice. Oh, there's lots of them. Remember Dionne Warwick and the Psychic Friends Network? I mean, it's not even good. You're using various different stuff that's happening in the world today and news today, and you're applying this to your report to make yourself look smart? You're a fake. You're a phony, and you know you're a fake and a phony. I'd say it right to your face, you're a fake and a phony. You're no different than any sort of psychic or con person out there. Flash? How many? We've already had flash crashes. What was the intraday point loss back in February this year? Was it 1,600 points? Well, back in 2015, what was it? 1,500 points the intraday? Yeah, well, we all know that we've got high-frequency traders out there, and somebody can press a couple of buttons, and the market can crash a lot really quickly. We know that. We've talked about this here on the program. This doesn't make you some sort of savant. It makes you fake. Now, why am I bringing this up? I kid you not. I'm not making this up. There was a mutual fund out of San Francisco. Transamerica. Yeah, San Francisco company. It was a tactical, I think it was called the Tactical Income Fund. Tactical Income. Sounds cool. Tactical. Big tactical warfare. But this, again, was a quant fund. This was a fund using mathematics and models and computers. And it's funny, if you actually took a look at the computer program, it was so bad. It was so, they, you know, 100%. It wasn't even 100%. They had numbers that added up above 100%. And I'm laughing. I'm saying, yeah, that's like when we coaches tell our kids, hey, you got to give us 110% today. Well, that's, you know, that works when you're trying to inspire kids playing sports. But true mathematical models, you really can't go above 100%. And I laugh. I laugh at this, and I laugh at the entire investing world community around us, because more often than not, it's a scam. Models? Oh, models are going to save us all, right? Models are going to rule the world. Algorithms, huh? How did that work out for long-term capital management? Again, you had not one doctorate. You had a plethora of doctorates. Not only did they have doctorates, but they were Nobel Prize winners. And they almost took down the entire world financial system. But Mr. Markowski, the computers are so advanced today. Oh, really? Really? Who's programming the computers? We are. Do you ever hear the phrase, garbage in, garbage out? You know, why is it that all of these computer programs, Watson, Hyde, how come they can't beat the markets, huh? All of these mathematical formulas, all of these algorithms, all of these quants, how come they can't do it? You know who supposedly ran a quant, had a mathematical formula? Bernie Madoff. And we still haven't learned. There was a fantastic piece written by Hannah Fry. She is an associate professor of mathematics in London. She's got a book coming out. It's called Hello World, Being Human in the Age of Algorithms. And she writes, blind faith in machines and machine learning has left us vulnerable to biased and incoherent artificial intelligence. The solution? A healthy dose of skepticism and human oversight. You don't say. Robo-advisors. Mutual funds run on algorithms. They don't work. They sound good. They sound good, and they're great. They're great as far as sales pitches and brochures. And like I said, this Marko Kolanovic, you know, they'll parade him out at every high-end investor conference and send him on CNBC. I tell him right to his face, man, you're full of crap. You're a confidence man is what you are. This is the best you got. The next market sell-off is going to involve flash crashes and social unrest. You notice how they write their reports? It's just like today's horoscope. Read any, pick one. Doesn't have to be your horoscope. Anyone. And it's going to be a little element of truth in each and every one where you say, oh, yeah, that applies to me too. Don't listen to these fools. Get your financial plan done the right way. Have to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, the best in the business, right there at our site. Our white paper on the coming, well, I'm calling it retirement crisis. It is. People haven't saved enough. All sorts of great stuff at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We also have our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then, take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now, we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
the only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Something's wrong with our
eyes. All right. That was actually one of the emails I got this past week, and was challenged. I read our white paper that's up there on our site on financial, not retirement. I got my retirement crisis because it is people not prepared. And they were taking issue with some of the assumptions I was making in regards to longevity. I'm a be prepared guy. I am. Listen, I wasn't an Eagle Scout. I didn't get that far. I didn't. Was a Boy Scout for a little bit. Did the whole Cub Scout thing. But the whole be prepared thing just is always stuck with me. And I take a look at the numbers and demographics. And, yeah, you can take a look at the mortality rates right now, and they're talking about how, wow, things are going backwards here in this country. And I can look at the internals, and I know why. Main reason being the problems we have with opiates and a lot of young people dying. But the reality is that if you get to 65, real damn good shot you're getting to 75. Good shot you're getting to 85. And so on and so forth. Between 1980 and 2010, the population age for 90 and older tripled. 1.9 million people. Over the next four decades, the 90-plus demographic is expected to quadruple. Think about that for a second. You don't want to underestimate your life expectancy. Think about that. That's something to me that would be... I'm a type, I love life. It is what it is. I love life. And I don't like hearing stories about senior citizens living an existence where they are actually afraid of outliving what they have. When you should be enjoying what you have today and hoping for a long life. Maybe it's the Italian in me, the Centani. For 100 years. It's just a part of my upbringing. But I was explaining this to my kids. It was kind of a bit I was talking about in regards to statistics. And I was making fun of what we were talking about earlier. Algorithms and input and output. And I said to them, I'm not dead yet. So, who's to say I'm not immortal? Who's to say that I am not immortal? You haven't proven to me that I'm not immortal because I'm still alive. Well, some of the things that we try to get across to people is that we've got great advances in medicine, great advances in technology, you have to think differently. You have to think, and I've said this again and again and again. I said retirement was, for the most part, it was a late 19th century creation. It really got into full gear, kicked into gear, into the 20th century. But I'm being honest with everybody. It's out of control. It's out of control. You can't afford it anymore. The numbers just don't work. You talk about algorithms. And I spotted this stuff with pensions and Social Security decades ago. And nobody is being honest. They're not honest when they put together your financial plans. Most of the financial plans that I see are a disaster. A lot of the assumptions that people make or they assume about life, quite honestly, are wrong. And they box themselves into some ridiculous corner. And they shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. Live life. Don't put put out some sort of constraints and maps and all sorts of stuff that you don't know what's going to happen. And when you throw away various different opportunities, I can't picture myself at today's day, and I can't picture myself not working. It's just not in my nature. Do you want to live on a serious budget when you retire? You're accustomed to a certain way of life. You're accustomed going out to dinner a certain amount of times. You want to stop working permanently and change all that? Now, there's lots of things that we need to start thinking about, things that we need to do legislatively when it comes to taxes, like eliminate the Social Security payroll tax for older people. Maybe have Medicare cover older workers rather than have them stay on an employer's plan. There's lots of things that need to be done. But most importantly is you have to have an open mind. You have to have an open mind. You have to understand the terrain, and you have to get your financial plan done the right way. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Go anywhere. Be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
President Trump watched part of Christine Blasey Ford's testimony about her sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh aboard Air Force One. President Trump was on his way back from New York. Meanwhile, at that hearing, Senator Dick Durbin's comments to Ford.
I'm sorry for what this has done to you and your family. No one should face harassment, death threats, and disparaging comments by cheap shot politicians simply for telling the truth.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has intervened in a federal lawsuit that was filed on behalf of a student who was expelled from a school after she chose not to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Paxton intervened through a court filing to defend parental rights protected under Texas state law that standardize the practice of reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools, but allows parents to have their children opt out. The lawsuit was filed after the girl was kicked out of school last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, math, not magic. But also, not fake math. You know, you think about the word algorithms. I was talking about a little bit earlier. It reminds me, again, I've cited this movie often on the program, movie Idiocracy. And they keep throwing out the word electrolytes. It's in a sports drink. Again, this is, the movie's basically 400 years into the future, and people get progressively dumber and dumber and dumber. And it's a funny movie, but it also scares the crap out of me, too, because I do see some parallels. Anyway, yeah, everybody, oh, it's great. It's got electrolytes in it. And one character asks him, do you even know what that means? I'm going to give everybody some advice. Here. Part of what Wall Street does, and politicians do this as well, is they want you to think, they want to get you to believe, part of the trick is that they are better, smarter, brighter than you. That they know something that you don't know. They went to Harvard. They are better than you. And in fact, when they go to those schools, they're told that they're better. And people, and I see this happen all the time, get intimidated by sometimes what they don't understand. And when you don't understand something, people sometimes will go right along and listen to what that person says. And you see some analyst out there talking about this, that, the next thing, and all these big words, and we've got this algorithm that does this, and my drool starts coming out the side of my mouth. I want to fall asleep. And I'm the one that says, I don't get it. Show me your work. Break this down for me. And show me how you've got some sort of magic formula that can beat the markets. Because I'm not buying it. And oftentimes people'll nod their, oh, yeah, you're right. Because they're embarrassed. People get embarrassed. They don't want to feel like someone else thinks they're stupid. When in essence, the people that are telling all this stuff think you're stupid because you're listening to them and buying into their line of BS. I laugh at them. I laugh at it all. Oh, there's this great hedge fund I'm into right now. You got to see this guy. The quants he's got working over. I'm like, All right, sure. It's all, you know, it's a fugazi. Yeah, I do another sub-reference there. We'll go right to Donnie Brasco. It's a fugazi. It's all a fugazi. It's all a sales pitch. That's it. Anyway, quickly on this. Mutual funds. They're going to look at a lot of the performance here of many of these mutual funds. Boy, oh boy, not very good. And I'm going to put out a warning to everybody out there that has a lot of these actively managed mutual funds. More often than not, you're paying pretty high expenses in regards to these things. You have to be careful. Once they get to a certain size, or they've been around for a long period of time, if they decide to make a distribution or sell a position that has grown very, very large, you are going to get hit with one hell of a tax bill. Yeah, you are. Not to mention the fact that, listen, they become unwieldy. If you are a huge fund out there, you take a look at the size of some of these things, and they own a ginormous position in, I don't know, XYZ. How do they go about selling XYZ? Well, they're going to have to find a buyer. And at times, that is a very, very difficult thing to do. So you need to be careful. And one of the things that we've been helping people out, because, again, many 401k plans out there are laden with a lot of these, in my opinion, pretty poorly performing mutual funds. And there are ways you can get around that, and there might be some better choices. So if you need some help and you have any questions on the mutual funds you have, please get to our website. Sign up for a free consultation with our certified financial planner or get our account repair kit. Either way, get in contact with us. We've been helping a lot of people out with this as of late. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. Well, it's all
right. Doing the best you can. Mike Hewitt here. Here we go again. Trump puts forward a highly qualified Supreme Court nominee, and yet the screwballs, fueled by the antics of Democratic senators, disrupted from the Senate gallery. The media loved it. Scores had to be removed, and at least one tried to jumpstart her failing acting career with a clip of her participation in the mayhem. I was embarrassed for them and our country. A Supreme Court that should be above the partisan and ideological divisions has been driven to be anything but that for at least two generations. To those that disagree with me on these points, seriously, are you okay with being used as a fundraising tool, a prop? I refuse. The Supreme Court aside, after a week of watching resistance senators proclaim they'll be voting no, even while demanding more documents than the half million documents they've already been given, I'm wondering if the problem isn't how we elect senators in the first place. More on that to come. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. There was a... this didn't get much press. President Trump signed an executive order. And this is in regards to savings and retirement. And I'll be honest, I like the direction he's going with this. I hope he goes further. It directs the Treasury and Labor Department to consider issuing regulations or guidelines that will basically update some of the rules on required minimum distributions for retirement plans. Yay! Let's allow people to stash away more money in their accounts for a longer period of time. All for it! All for it. Again, you can lead a horse to water and you can't, you know, can't make them drink. But I think it's great. Under the current law, retirees are required to begin withdrawing funds from their retirement accounts when they turn 70 and a half. They're actually asking for ways to make work-based retirement programs more affordable for small businesses. This is, again, letting businesses band together to put together retirement plans. They actually did this when it came to health care plans. And I think it's a step in the right direction. 53% of businesses with fewer than 100 employees offer workplace retirement plans, compared with nearly 90% of businesses with more than 100 workers. Again, great. We can get businesses, smaller businesses, banding together, making it more affordable. Fantastic. Only thing is this, though. And again, I like the fact that, you know, people have money coming out of their paycheck on a regular basis. It takes some of the... Take some of the thought process out of it. I like that. However, I don't like oftentimes, like I said earlier, many of the choices that people have in many of these retirement accounts. I think as well, a great step by the administration is to streamline the whole bloody thing. Make it more user-friendly. What I mean by that, I have a universal savings account for crying out loud. 401k, IRA, Roth IRA, enough with all of this nonsense. People say, you know what, you can save X amount of dollars a year coming off of you. Your employer can match you X amount. Away you go. You can avoid a lot of the nonsense and going through the payroll. You want to go through payroll, you can go through payroll, but try to keep it as simple as possible. Another thing that they're considering doing as well is adjusting capital gains tax to inflation, which is interesting because you're going to go back, if you bought a stock or whatnot 10, 15 years ago and you held on to it, they're going to index the price that you bought it at to inflation, so you won't get, if you sold it, you won't get hit with as high as a tax bill. And I like that as well. All right, let's move on here, and let's talk a little bit about bears. Yeah, a couple articles I saw this past week. You had some Wizards of Smart pop their heads up and start calling that a recession was coming. A recession was coming. In search of recession. Well, what to do?
Rawr. Bears. Rawr. Oh, we got a bull market going for a while. Oh, bears are coming. Well, you know what? We'll spend a little time when we get back from the break, and we'll talk about bears and what to do if you see a bear. Yeah. We've got your grizzly spray here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, you are. All right. Hey, did you see that? The Eagles' Greatest Hits Volume 1 finally surpassed Michael Jackson, Thriller. And it's the number one selling of all time. Wow. Anyway, we're talking about bears. Bears. Let me put it to you this way. All of the wizards out there, again, oh, recession's coming. Oh, boy, winter's coming. It's like Game of Thrones. Right. The average investor, this is interesting numbers. The average investor in stock mutual funds has made 3.8% a year over the past 30 years. That stinks. That's one-third of the S&P 500's average gain. One-third. Now, why do you think that is? Why do people do so poorly? They buy and they sell at the wrong time. We've been successful because we don't tinker with asset allocation and holdings based upon market conditions. You want to think of it as almost having like all-weather tires on your car. Kind of like to build all-weather portfolios. And let me tell you something. In my career, we've dealt with some pretty damn bad weather. Some pretty damn bad weather out there. And come out just fine. You do not want to tinker. You don't want to overthink things when bad markets come. You try to time the market, you will ultimately fail. You know, I want to talk about this because taking me back to when I first got started in the business. And I was as naive could be. I grew up in upstate New York, and
Growing up in upstate New York, there's a meme out there that shows when I tell people I'm from New York, they think this, and it shows a picture of New York City. What I really mean is this, and it's nothing but mountains and country. Yeah, I was mountains and country. I go to a university that had a lot of city kids, which was one hell of an education. But even that, I didn't garner the street smarts that I needed when I first started working on Wall Street. And let me tell you something, I learned a lot. And thank God for my parents and the values that they instilled in me. Thank God. I first start working on Wall Street, and again, I'm an idealistic as I am today. Nothing's changed. What do I want to do? The right thing by my clients, always. Learning how to manage people's money properly. This, everything I want to learn. What did they want to teach us? Sell, 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 sell. Giving us sheets of paper. You get on the phone. You tell people that, you know what? You are an expert. The difference between you and everybody else is you're an expert at guiding people into the market at the right time and taking them out at the right time. But I'm not an expert at that. Doesn't matter. Tell them that anyway. That's stockbroker training, people. Dealing with objections and rebuttals over the phone while you're calling Dun and Bradstreet's. I never went along with it. Ever. Ever. Trying to time the market is a complete exercise in futility. One of the good guys out this, and this guy's a professor. And I've been following him since the 1990s. Back in the 1990s, he was doing studies of discount firms and how poorly people performed and how people were more likely to sell their winners than losers. I heard a commercial driving in my car this past week, and it was some couple out there. You know, we don't have enough money for this, and the kids' college education and retirement. And, it was a commercial for some online trading school. And I started, like, what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to take a class at the online trading school, and you're going to be making money hand over fist as soon as you take these classes trading the markets. And I'm like, what a bunch of BS. What a bunch of crap. And I said, if anybody actually took a look at the results that their students garnered. Yeah. And don't you think if they had really good results, don't you think that, Scott Trade and E-Trade, all those firms, if people actually did well working on their platforms, don't you think they'd tell you about it? Now, Professor Odine's studies time and time again show that people buy and sell stocks at the wrong bloody times. They sell stocks that are poised to rise and buy stocks that do worse than those than they sold. He actually points out that they actually have done worse than if they were just throwing darts at a chart. This is the problem when you're dealing with bear markets. People are not good at picking the top. And then they panic, and then they start selling like crazy when stocks have come down, when in essence they should be buying. Hey, listen, I get it, but I see through all the BS. I do. I watch the news. I watch the news, and I watch all this stuff, and I hear all this stuff. And to me, it's like I'm looking at the Matrix. I'm like Neo at the Matrix, seeing all the numbers. When Glenn Beck is telling you to go out there and buy gold coins in a seed bank or whatever crap that he's selling, I see it for what it is. Crap. A sales pitch. When you get to that point in time, my friends, well, then you're on your way. Hey, a good place to start. Well, you're on your way. You're listening to the show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff there on our website. Our columns going back 30 years. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service.